Mr. Apocalypse is coming. His horizon into view, just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. It might be the very thing you've been longing for. Very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Less Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip inside his head, mind, and soul and listen to this week's comments from Less Visible.
Hello. Welcome, my friends, to Dog Poet Transmitting and the Saucer Pod. And as you know, the saucer pod is usually hovering somewhere, but these days I have no idea where that is. And you might say, well, Visible, you're not doing your job. You're not staying on top of the situation, you know. But the truth of the matter is, I don't always pay attention to where the saucer pod is going. And, you know, in the world right now, there are so many hot spots and strange things going on that, it's hard to imagine where anything might be or where the saucer pod might be for that, you know, for that reason. But anyway, I am on the road, my friends, as I guess you do know, and it has been difficult for me to be mailing it in because I don't really have my head together on a lot of levels. Not to say that I don't have my head together, because it's more or less together, I think. Anyway, I'm in a motel room somewhere with a very close friend. No, not that kind of friend. But anyway, in a motel room with a friend, and, you know, I'd kind of blown off this radio show for the evening. I thought, you know, I wasn't really in the mood to do it. Traveling as I've been and meeting so many amazing and unusual people, I didn't know if I had anything left in the tank, actually. However, as it turns out, I apparently do have something left in the tank. And so, now you're hearing it. This world, as you know, is getting closer and closer to critical mass. I think we're all pretty aware of that. And, you know, critical mass, when it finally kicks in, it changes everything. It doesn't just change your immediate dynamic, okay? But it also changes the long-range dynamic. It just basically changes things. And we're getting very close to it. And what is more appropriate, really? What is more appropriate than, you know, an election year and in the month leading up to the erection cycle, okay? I'm sorry, I said erection cycle. Okay, scratch that. I meant election cycle, okay? Please forgive me, you know, I'm not quite myself right now. And, you know, the truth is, I have not been quite myself for a very, very long time, probably even before I got here. However, because of my, and I mean this sincerely, because of my intense love for all of you, and especially for those of you who actually took the trouble to listen to this, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do this, because for me, you know, my whole life is really like based around the people who have had even the slightest appreciation for what I do. I don't even appreciate what I do. So when other people appreciate what I do, I feel like I owe them something. Now, you might notice in the background here, maybe you can, maybe you can't, I can't tell how the recording's going to come out, but that there are all these people talking in the parking lot out here, and they are, you know, they live or are staying in the motel this evening, and there they are. They're just chatting around like a bunch of truck drivers waiting on their meth delivery. However, I wanted to take this special occasion, given that I was not expected to do this in the first place, and I'd already called James and told him, or communicated with James and told him that I wasn't going to do it. So, because I am doing it, I feel like I had to add in a whole bunch of local color, you know. I mean, that particular, like, kind of environmental ambiance, you know, that makes things what they are, even when they're not. And I wanted to say, you know, I'm almost halfway across the country now, and we've been a lot of places, my friend and I, and it's been rather unusual. I will say this, I was supposed to meet up with a couple of people who, I might add, lost their minds before I even got there, but then I also met a great many other people who were just remarkable. And I must tell you, even in this small period of time where I'm not even at the halfway point yet, I have met so many amazing people that I feel such simpatico and human resonance with that I am just basically very surprised. And for myself, this is extremely comforting. I am enjoying this a great deal. Memento. I had to ignite my American spirit, as it were. Anyway, I've been having these like incredible experiences, and for the first time in my life, I have someone by my side, okay, who's making sure that I don't go off the rails. And this is pretty amazing, okay, because usually, well, not usually, but now and again, I do go off the rails, and this time I have not. And I just chalk that up to the fact that God loves me. But I hope that all of you will keep in mind that God doesn't love just me. He loves every single one of you, and He loves you to the degree that you can accept and appreciate it, okay? I mean, other than that, I don't know very much about life, and I don't even know very much about the ineffable, for sure. And I don't know very much about myself, but I will say this. If you just keep right on, and if you keep your vision clear, and if you burn away those samskaras, those scarves that sit there and cover your vision, if you just keep on keeping on, you will find that you will suddenly, somehow, some way, come out upon the sweet swinging spheres of serenity. And I mean, yeah, I can hear those guys there. I don't know if you can hear them, but I'm hearing them pretty much. But anyway, once you get there, you realize that it was nothing but endurance that took you across all this strange expanse of space. You know, because a lot of the time we think, oh, I'm just going down to the corner store, I'm going around the corner, I'm going to pick up this, I'm going to pick up that, I'm coming back home. Well, here we're talking about a much longer journey and a much greater distance. And as far as I know, okay, it can become a little difficult in the passage. Now, once again, I will say this. Just endure. Endure. Because if you do, if you never give up, if you commit your heart, your soul, your mind, everything about you to the achievement of this great work, this great achievement, you will arrive there. I was reading a tale by, I don't know if it was a Sufi master or someone else, who was saying that frogs were especially sacred to God Almighty. Don't ask me whether this is true or not. I just know it's fairly articulate and made a lot of sense. And I was thinking, thank God. Unlike George W. Bush, I didn't stick firecrackers in there, you know, wherever the place is, the sun doesn't shine. But this I do realize about this kind of thing about creatures that are sacred to God. I hadn't eaten duck in a very, very long time, and I was living in Germany, and I thought, you know, I'd like to make some Peking duck for my wife Suzanne and her mother Lisa Lotte, and so I went out and I got it, and I made this dish, and I was eating it, and I suddenly became very, very sick. Well, sick in the way that I wanted to, like, vomit, and I was very uncomfortable, and I was in the bathroom, and God said to me, ducks are very sacred creatures to me. You know, anyone who has ever seen how ducks behave realized how strange and unpredictable they are, and just how laughable, how incredibly laughable they are. And from that time, you may be sure I've never gotten near a duck in that regard. You know, there's just a lot of stuff we don't know about how the universe works. Now, maybe I'm wrong about this. Maybe somebody came into my head and told me a lot of BS, you know, but then maybe not. Maybe it was the truth. And, you know, I tend to just trust at this point so far. Excuse me. I tend to believe at this point so far that when I hear things in my head and in my heart, and I may not know the provenance of them or where they're coming from or whatever, it has generally proven out that 99.99999% of the time, it actually was a real transmission. You know, I never knew that ducks were sacred to God, okay? I've never heard that in any of the Vedas or any of the scriptures anywhere where God says, but you must be careful not to be rude or unpleasant to ducks because they are my sacred animal. How ridiculous. But anyway, it does strike me as a little bit unusual, but so it was, okay? And my point in bringing this up is that a lot of the time we think we know a lot of different things about how it is and how it isn't, or one way or another. Fact of the matter is, we don't know anything. And I assure you, on my part, I know next to nothing. I shouldn't even be talking to you because I am so ignorant that even opening my mouth just like further confirms that suspicion. But I will say this for myself. I love the God Almighty. I have always loved the God Almighty. I will persist in this life to love the God Almighty in whatever form you may imagine, or in whatever form I may imagine. It doesn't really matter. I just love the Lord God Almighty. I've had plenty of chances to love all kinds of other things, you know. I really have. And all these other things, they've fallen short. they really have. But my love of the Almighty has not fallen short. I must say, in all sincerity, and with all the authority that I have, if indeed I have any, that the love of God surpasses every other passion that the world can make possible, period. I love God. I have always loved God. And I intend with all the full force of my heart and my mind and my soul to continue to love the Lord God Almighty. You know, I've had so many apertures, avenues, and little distractions, shooting around corners, strange algorithms where you kind of postulate what might be possible, which isn't. But what I have found is that there is a God. This much I know. I know that I might not understand it. It might be incomprehensible to me, but trust me, I know that there is a God. So that said, my friends, we have come to the end of another broadcast, and I will see you next week, if there is one. In the meantime, hail Lord Jesus Christ, Hare Krishna, Om Amitabha. Greetings, my dear friend, Lord Ganesh. Much love, Lady Nature. La ilaha illallahu. Carry on, Baha'u'llah. Aloha and Nauru. And so much as that goes, okay? Be well, my friends.
He's long and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. He can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth, he's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSync Radio Network of Stations.